Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're going to begin with a Bible question. Now the question is, how many souls came out of the land of Canaan to the land of Egypt during the time of famine? You remember Joseph was in Egypt and he brought his brethren and his family and his father out of the land of Canaan and into the land of Egypt. Now, I know in the book of Acts, we read about 75 souls, but now that includes those who were already in Egypt. There were five already in Egypt. Oh, I think I gave the answer away. According to the book of Exodus, how many souls came out of Canaan and came to Egypt? And I'm talking about those, not counting those who were already in Egypt. Well, I've answered the question if you'd listen closely, and that's okay. But if you didn't catch it, I'll read you their answer in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. So, not counting Joseph and those who were with him in Egypt, how many of the sons of Israel, their sons and their wives and their children and their families, how many of them came out of the land of Canaan into Egypt? The answer is found in the book of Exodus. And I'm going to read Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. But the answer is found in verse 5. Here it is. Now these are the names of the sons of Israel who came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls. And Joseph was in Egypt already. And so you've got the 70 souls. Well, who would those other five be? Well, that would be Joseph and his wife and his two sons. And this is the number of the sons of Israel, not including Israel himself. That would be a fifth one. And that's why Stephen in the New Testament says that it was 75 that came out of the land of Canaan into Egypt. But not counting those five, then in Exodus we read about 70 souls. Now going on, Exodus chapter 1 and verse 6. And Joseph died and all his brethren and all that generation, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. Exodus 1 and verse 8. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass, when there falleth out any war, they also join themselves unto our enemies and fight against us, and get them up out of the land. Therefore did they set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh the store cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied, and the more they spread abroad. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. And he made their lives bitter with hard service, in mortar, and in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. Well, now that's the lesson text for the Sunday school lesson we're about to study. This was a lesson prepared by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of July the 4th, 1926. We had read earlier the golden text, Psalm 94:14, Jehovah will not cast off his people. And now we're going to read the devotional reading, the 94th Psalm. You may want to turn to the 94th Psalm and follow along. I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version. It reads much like the King James Version, but where the King James Version uses the word Lord with capital letters, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, the American Standard Version uses the name Jehovah. Well, let's read this together. Psalm 94. O Jehovah, thou art God to whom vengeance belongeth. Thou God to whom vengeance belongeth, shine forth. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render to the proud their desert. Jehovah, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? They prate, they speak arrogantly. All the workers of iniquity boast themselves. They break in pieces thy people, O Jehovah, and afflict thy heritage. They slay the widow and the sojourner, and murder the fatherless. And they say, Jehovah will not see, neither will the God of Jacob consider. Consider, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will you be wise? He that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? He that formeth the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the nations, shall he not he correct? Even he that teacheth man knowledge, Jehovah knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chasteneth, O Jehovah, and teacheth out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the day of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For Jehovah will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. For judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless Jehovah had been my help, my soul had soon dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, held me up. In the multitude of thy thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of wickedness have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by statute? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But Jehovah hath been my high tower, and my God, the rock of my refuge, and he hath brought upon them their own iniquity, and will cut them off in their own wickedness. Jehovah, our God, will cut them off. Let's look at some geographical notes for this lesson about the Israel being enslaved in Egypt. Egypt is at the northeast corner of Africa. It is divided into two parts. The upper and lower Egypt is about 660 miles from north to south, and about 250 miles wide at the widest part. It is bound on the north by the Mediterranean Sea, on the east mostly by the Red Sea, and in the south by Nubia, and on the west by the great desert. Memphis was its most ancient capital. It is called in the Bible Mizraim. The family of Mizraim is one of the sons of Ham that settled in this country. It is also called the land of Ham. And in Isaiah 37, Rahab. It is probably the oldest country in the world. History shows it to have been, before and during the time of our lesson, the most enlightened, prosperous, and advanced nation. Now let's look at the helps and hints for the teacher. Exodus is the second book of the Pentateuch of the Old Testament. Exodus means going out or departure. And this book is so named because it gives the account of the departure of the children of Israel out of Egypt. Jesus quotes from this book as written by Moses. It contains a history of the transactions of 145 years, beginning at the death of Joseph, where the books of Genesis ends, and coming down to the erection of the tabernacle in the wilderness at the foot of Sinai. Those years are how they are counted by Adam Clark. From the call of Abraham to the giving of the law, which was shortly after the Exodus, was 430 years, Galatians 3:17, and from the birth of Isaac, or about the time Israel mocked and was cast out with his mother, was about 30 years after, or 400 years that we read about in Acts 7 and verse 6. The children of Israel were not really in Egypt 430 years, but were strangers and pilgrims for so long, dwelling in tents. And even in the land of promise, they had no inheritance, not so much as to set their foot on, Acts chapter 7 and verse 5. From the covenant God made with Abraham at Haran, when he was 75 years old, Genesis 12 and verse 4, to the time Jacob went down to Egypt, was 215 years. We get this from the ages of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hence, from the time Jacob went to Egypt to the Exodus was 215 years. So the children of Israel were really in Egypt only that long. Jacob remained in Egypt 17 years, and Joseph survived him 56 years. Hence, the children of Israel were in Egypt about 132 years after the death of Joseph. Another period of interest mentioned in the Bible in this connection is that from the Exodus to the building of the temple at Jerusalem was 480 years. Now, looking at our textual notes, and we had read about Israel being enslaved in Egypt in Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, we read that Moses introduces this book with the names of the heads of the 12 tribes of Israel, showing who went into Egypt, and that they were comparatively few, but that when they departed, there was a great multitude. Every man in his household means the head of each tribe, his wife, children, and this would include servants. Abraham had many servants, and so did Isaac and Jacob have servants. In this list, only the names of the heads of the tribes are given. We should learn these names and which one were the sons of different wives of Jacob. A complete list is given in Genesis 46. Joseph was in Egypt already when Jacob and his family went there. Joseph died, and all his brethren and all that generation, which mean not only Joseph and his brethren, but all the people of their time, Egyptians and Israelites. Joseph, as we have learned, was 17 years at home, 13 years a slave and prisoner together, 3 years more in prison, and 80 years a ruler in Egypt, dying at the age of 110 years. There are five expressions in Exodus 1 in verse 7, which show how the children of Israel increased in numbers and power. Namely, they were fruitful, increased abundantly, multiplied, waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. Like trees, they were fruitful or brought forth abundantly. They increased like fish, as the original word implies. They multiplied into a nation and became 90. Mighty and filled the land of Goshen. And this was a fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our time is growing short, so we're going to put a marker there and return to this study in the next class.